local and vocal on Westchester's Hometown Forum. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Thank you, Nick. Nick is our engineer tonight. Thanks, as always, to WVOX staff. Great to be on. Lou and I want you to know 914-636-0110 is the number to call. If you can't get enough of Steve and Lou, go to the website, thestevemayoshow.com. It has past shows, many past shows going back a couple of years, and also some written contact going back even further than that. But that's for another time. For now, let's go to our phones. Hello, Vince.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Vince.
I'm a little shaken. Vince, since you asked me, I'm a little shaken. I'm looking at the monitor with Lou here in the studio at WVOX, and I see China flexing its muscles. It seems like they're daring us or tempting us. What is afoot there? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think eventually China will make a move on Taiwan, and then we're going to have to decide whether we want to get in a war halfway around the world.
Yep.
I don't know. But unfortunately, China, like many other countries, are perceiving American weakness and are acting on it. It's no big surprise that China negotiated a deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia, two enemies that had broken off diplomatic relations. And China proudly announced that they brokered a deal. And now Iran and Saudi Arabia are exchanging ambassadors and are on a path towards Chinese brokered friendship.
Yes.
It's also no surprise that China is pushing for and getting success at replacing the American dollar as the standard of trade in the world.
Yes, that's what we've heard.
This is a remarkable development.
For sure.
Of course, we see the chaos in Europe, destruction that we haven't seen since World War II.
Right.
All of this occurring under the man who was touted as Mr. Foreign Policy Expert.
Yes, very troubling.
Who will bring sanity and respect to America. What a disgrace.
No foreign policy at all, Vince. None at
There's
all.
There's no getting around this, that we are in trouble. But I'm going to tell you something.
Vince, just before you take off in a direction, and it's a good direction, I like the way you presented it. The question faces all Americans, not just the president and the State Department. Do we want to get involved in a conflict halfway around the world, such as China invading Taiwan? Of course, in our minds, theoretically, we don't want that to happen. Taiwan is an ally. It's a fairly good, decent democracy, immensely successful economy. But even now, the question must be answered. Do we want to project our force that far around the world when we have threats in our own hemisphere? That's what happens when you don't have the right leadership, in my opinion.
Well, just a quick thing on that. We would not even have to entertain that question seriously if China feared us. If China saw America as the leader of the free world, if China was concerned that if America said to England, France, Germany, Italy, everybody else, look, guys, China's getting out of hand. You guys are going to join us in an international embargo or something. But we don't carry that weight anymore. We are now perceived as weaklings. We are no longer the strong leader of the world.
I think you're right.
I agree,
Lou,
Vince.
Let weigh in here, please.
Vince, here's another thing. What Steve just says, you know, that part of the world getting into a war is ridiculous. And you look at countries surrounding that area, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand. These countries right now are not like years ago when the Vietnam War were destitute countries. These are booming nations now, booming economies. All those countries I mentioned have a booming economy. And they're not going to, you know, they know that China's going to conglomerate, and once they attack Taiwan, they're next. But are they going to get involved? Are they going to say, No, they won't get involved because they know that they'll be wiped out. So all this goes on to the back of United States and the taxpayer of United States.
Right. Whatever resolve they have now or have had will not be continuing unless we show leadership with our European friends.
Look, unfortunately for us, and it's a longer story than I have time for, China and the own people in our country that are seeking to destroy us have done a good job. We have basically slit our veins, and we are bleeding to death financially, morally, and every other which way that counts. We are now a second-rate power, if that. But the other thing I wanted to mention briefly,
yes,
on a local level, we have our school board and library board elections coming up.
Yep.
Petitions are due for both on the 26th of April. Some folks have some interest. I was thinking of maybe stopping by and seeing you two guys before you pulled out of the station. Just wanted to mention something to you.
Please
Would you mind if I stopped by, or are you guys both running out?
Gladly. I'm not going to run. I'll wait for you. But we want to get to another caller. So drive safely.
Right,
we'll see
you. I'll be over there in about 5-10 minutes.
Thanks for the warning.
Thank you.
Or I should say thanks for the RSVP. Good idea. But I think the subject has been well addressed by Vince, let's face it. The question is not, do we want war, do we not want war? The question is, can we respond creatively and logically and rationally to threats of China? Of course, Russia also, but the real threats are China. I don't think the answer to all these questions, Lou, is wokeness, transgender rights. Even though these subjects have a time for our attention, right now, where is our standing in the world?
Steve.
What's the future of freedom if we are not the standard bearer, not the first to fight always, but at least sticking up our dukes and standing for what's right.
Steve, we're depleting our system, our royal system, a lot in Ukraine. We're depleting our royal our military right now with Ukraine. And you know what the war would cost if you went to fought in Taiwan and fight against China? One missile, one rocket is over $1 million. You know what it'll be? The economy can never handle it. We're in a recession now. It's going to get worse. We'll never be able to come out of this or whatever.
Right.
And then China will just, it's like a bookie, pick up the receipts. That's what's going to happen.
Right. And while our national administration, courtesy of President Biden, is concerned with green energy, I like green energy. There's a place for it. Concerned with individual rights for genders of many descriptions, I'm fine with that also. But we can't forget the important, the first cause. And the first cause is safety and security of the American people. China's not thinking about this. We know they're building unprecedented amounts of coal-burning plants without any regard for the environment. Cleaner coal or better, even gas-burning facilities, not of interest to them. They want simple, fast, cheap answers before they go on their militaristic ways.
They've got over 300 more ships in their fleet than the United States.
That's what we've read. And
so
we're
going to go to war with this country? Doesn't make any sense.
We've only started answering that. We're nowhere near far enough. And that's just the Navy, which has been, of course, a place of our dominance for decades. We better get used to some new realities. This is the Lou and Steve Show. This is WVRX 1460 AM. We're with you Mondays, 5:30 p.m. Welcome to your calls. I thought I heard a signal.
Yeah, no, signal. I think.
Let me go to the next caller, please. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. How you doing? Happy
I
Easter.
Tell
good.
You.
How are your holidays?
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Good.
Happy happy Passover and,
bon
of course,
Pasqua.
Happy Easter
bon
to everybody.
Pasqua.
And,
decent Pesach.
I love it when you say that. You make my day. But I got to tell you, I'm fearing things, and I'm feeling hassled and put upon, not just because of the actions of law enforcement in New York City. I'm feeling that the Americans have taken their eye off the ball. What makes us stand apart from the rest of the world, standing up for certain things above all?
The world is in chaos, Steve. Let me ask you a question. You said something before about obsessing over the January 6th insurrection, right? I want you to help me with that, okay?
Okay.
Being that the same...
Free counseling available here, Monday at 5:30.
Yeah, right. I need some.
For people like Chris. Go ahead. Just kidding.
Go ahead. Yeah. How do you do that when the same person, okay, that was president, that sitting president, okay, incited the insurrection, okay, he was impeached by a bipartisan majority in both the House and the Senate.
Twice, unsuccessfully.
I mean, how do you put that? Wait,
Chris,
let me
finish. Conflating again.
Wait. No, no, I'm not inflating it.
No, I said you're conflating. You're pushing it all together. He was not convicted. These were political actions.
How do you make it? How do you make it history? You implied that you want to make it history. Like, forget about it.
Well,
how do you do that when
I'll give an answer.
Wait, when you have the same person that's running for president, okay, mm-hmm. and has a majority in the Republican Party, how do we put? I would be all for putting it in the past.
Do you want an answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the man did not lose his right to breathe or to speak. He's free to talk.
I understand.
He's a free person. I know you think he should be put away forever for these non-crimes in New York City. But wait a second. I was being facetious. I know you don't want to put him away unfairly. But let's face it. He's his own man. He doesn't represent me right now. There was a throng assaulting the Tennessee legislature last week. It seemed to be largely led by leftist Democrats. It was, by some people's estimation, an insurrection. I don't
think
every disagreement has to be an insurrection, but I do think we could be hung up on the past. January 6th was done. It's moving on. We're interested in new leadership. I don't want to keep talking about Trump's role in it, meaningful or not meaningful.
But he's running for president, Steve. He's running for president again.
He's allowed to run for president, Chris, and you're free to oppose him.
Don't you think he has to answer for what he did?
No, he doesn't have to answer. There's something called legal process. Ask me a question. I'll give you time. If there's something for him to answer regarding the events of January 6th, I do believe there is a Washington panel that has looked into that for, what is it, now a year? He is free to speak, take his answers or not. But don't arrest him in New York City for seems to be a confidentiality agreement, that may or may not have been legitimate. That's not the way you address the actions of January 6th. Lou?
We're coming up to a break. Chris, can you just hold on to after the break? I have a question I want to ask you.
And Chris, don't forget to get back to January 6th.
This is WVOX. This is WVOX at 1460 for City Island, Echo Bay, and Port Chester.
1460 WVOX.
Again, thank you for listening to the Steve and Lou Show. That's Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano. We're on Mondays, 5:30 p.m. here at WVOX 1460 AM, your community news resource, features, and a whole lot more. We've been talking to Chris. Chris, Lou wants to make a comment on your presentation, but I just have to ask you, if you think President Trump has lost all his rights and shouldn't be allowed to speak,
former President Trump. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, he's still referred to as President Trump, but I got to tell you, as Lou points out, there are other victims, too. Lou, let us hear it.
Chris, here's what I want to say about this. The January 6th thing. There was a lot of Antifa that was there on the false flag.
Lou, that is totally false. Don't even tell me that. There was nothing like that that was ever determined.
It was in police reports, though, Chris.
You'll get an answer. Let Lou speak, please.
Here's what I wanted to say. There was people still in jail from that January 6th. There's still no bail, no nothing. They're still in jail from January 6th there. It could have been rumors, but there was in police reports that there was Antifa there under false flags that stirred a lot of this trouble up. Yes. Another thing that Pelosi knew what was going on because they were warned or whatever. Do I think Trump was an idiot with a lot of things? I agree with you on that. I agree with you. I think my choice is I like Pompeo because I don't think DeSantis is good in a governor. He should stay there. He's young.
But how about the governor of Arkansas?
Well, he's all right. He's all right.
Yeah.
But
Pompeo's
got a very good foreign policy, and he's Trump with class. That's how I see it.
That's a good point. Chris, let's face it. To be fair, we're not obsessed with Trump. It's his opponents prominent among them in the New Rochelle area. You're obsessed with Trump. We're willing to move on and talk about other people. There are many other candidates who are worthy of our attention. Let them have their day in court. And then let's see who the Democrat produces.
But
this obsession with January 6th and without seeing analogs in the mini insurrection in Tennessee last week, and of course the enormous nationwide violence following the killing of George Floyd in the Democrat machine-run city of Minneapolis, and then police brutality in the Democrat machine-run Memphis. The inquiry is not fair. It's not even-handed. We have to have something like an even standard of justice here.
That's a false comparison.
Really?
A riot against the government is different than a riot to overthrow the government.
Really? Wait. So tell us what was happening when there were firebombs in Seattle. Was that not a riot? Was that not an insurrection?
Yeah, I'm not saying it was a riot.
All right, Chris. Let's come to present subjects. Lou, let's keep moving because I'm not going to talk about your obsession every week. But Lou suggests we move on. What do you think of the alternatives that have entered the Republican nomination run?
Chris, you there?
Me?
Yeah, please.
Are you asking me?
What do you think of the alternatives? I
think there are some that... Look, I'm a registered Republican for my whole life.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't.
I'm not going to curse on the air, Steve.
Okay.
I'm not a liar.
I'm not saying you're a liar. I'm incredulous. I'm not saying you're a liar. I would never say that to you. I know you. You're an honorable man. But you do seem to be, let's say, very concerned with certain subjects, less concerned with equally important other subjects.
There's degrees. Wait, Steve, let me answer your point. There are degrees of concern, okay? I have concern about everything you mentioned, but there are degrees. You know what's going on in the world? All these autocrats that are uniting, okay?
Iran? North Korea?
They're all autocrats. This is a result of the damage that was done to our democracy.
I think a more proximate cause was the evacuation of Afghanistan beforehand with undue haste.
Destroyed
our credibility worldwide.
Most military
experts will admit our leaving of Afghanistan was poorly planned, poorly executed. I know all presidents wanted to get out. There is a right way to do it, and Biden did it the wrong way. Lou?
But, Chris, you don't see all this happening right now in Europe and everything is the weakness they see in our president? You don't see that? You don't see that other countries looking at president?
No. I do see it.
Our country
is damaged, and I think we all have to work together. Chris, you get the last word. Just please don't put any dates in it.
Talk about Afghanistan?
Talk about whatever you want.
Trump made a deal with the Taliban. He completely ignored the Afghan government.
No, he didn't. That's not true. And he planned an exit more likely to happen than what happened. It was not a well-planned exit by Biden. And I know Trump planned a similar exit, but his execution would have been different, in my opinion. Chris, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
I'm sorry if we rushed you and cut you off at any time. Please call again. This is the Steve and Lou Show. We'll be back next week at 5:30. Please stay tuned. WVOX 1460 AM.
1460 WVOX.
Coming up next, with differences over whether to change New York's bail reform laws, state lawmakers